Hi there, welcome to the Institute of Wellbeing. Thank you for joining this podcast, and I'd like to introduce you to this new series called Developing Brilliant People.
The first podcast is a four-part series with Simon Woolley, the founder of Operation Black Vote and also the chair of the Race Disparity Unit. We are going to tackle some serious issues in these conversations, and this podcast is called Village Mentality. Do we need it, and do we even respect it?
What do you consider as a good strategy, a wholesome perspective as a parent towards a 14-year-old right. child, for example? Are you from the Caribbean?
I am. I'm from Barbados.
From Barbados.
I'm Bayesian.
Yes.
And I have a 14-year-old.
Oh, fantastic.
As a matter
yes,
of fact.
Yes. Yes.
And so I know that challenge acutely.
Is it a boy or a girl? You've got a boy.
Which is particularly concerning.
Absolutely, in this day and age.
In this day and age. Yes. I want my son to be strong. I want my son to
be safe.
To be able to articulate himself. Yes. But above all, I want him to be safe.
Absolutely.
And that challenge to get that right with all these competing priorities, that challenges that he faces, it is a real challenge.
Yes, because I mean, recently, Simon, I was in South Africa,
yeah.
and there is still that concept of it takes a village to right. raise a child.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that terminology still works today in our isolated expressions as we go around and we protect our families, we go out and hunt for money
yeah.
and bring it back into our home, usually.
Yeah.
Many a times we don't want interference from anyone outside of our family, especially with how we bring up our children. But I'm saying there's also some transferable nuggets and skills that have come down from generations previous to us that if we still use them in our home, it's actually good for rearing a child, even though the methodology may need to be updated.
Yeah.
How do you correlate the two, where you may have your own personal boundaries and personal culture that you define for your home versus the village mentality?
Well, the essence of the village mentality is collective leadership. And we don't have enough collective leadership. So you have leadership in the home, but you have leadership of the community. And we come slightly obsessed with looking inward. What's me for my immediate family done, rather than what's the benefit that I can give to the community?
Yes.
And if we have more of that, then we are not looking after, not just looking after ourselves, we're looking after others too. When we're looking after others, then we're looking after ourselves even more. So, for example, if you go to most black families and say, you want the best for your kids,
yes.
and say, yes, of course. And then you said, the next question you would ask, have you thought about becoming a school governor?
Yes.
The short answer will be no. And so you can look after your son's education by becoming a school governor, but at the same time, you're looking after the well-being of others.
Absolutely.
Because we're acutely aware that the biggest number of kids being expelled from school are kids that look like our kids.
Yes.
The same would be for being a magistrate or a school governor or being involved in the church. I think the church have a huge a role to play in this. Of course, there's the biggest one is spiritual guidance,
yes.
right? Christian values.
Yes.
I get that. But it could be more than that.
Absolutely.
And it's in some churches it happens, in a lot it doesn't. So, for example, that I've always wanted the churches right across the country to have a network of hubs that kids would go with their school homework and get it checked by something that's good at maths or Spanish or
yes.
history. It's the community Absolutely. Taking care of our children.
Absolutely.
And you know that, you know, I think the generosity and the spirituality of Christian churches could say, look, we're open to black kids,
yes.
But we're also open to other kids
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely, of different faiths. Even.
Different faiths, even.
Absolutely.
This is the hub
yes.
that looks after its community.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all roads for me lead back to leadership.
Right. So do you think parents need some leadership training? Or
yes.
parenting courses or guidance?
We need a lot of training, and I think we have to be first and foremost aware and be big enough to acknowledge we don't know all the answer. You know, people don't want to be told how to bring up their kids. I get that to yes. a certain extent.
Yes.
But we could learn tools that would help us do it better. And I think that perhaps one of the first lessons, and again, the community hubs, whether it's in a church or a community centre, could be the epicentre
sure.
for this. And we may want to say to parents, look, the first thing that we want to teach you today is how to relax. Because we know that on a day-to-day basis, from sun up to way past sundown, your head's spinning
stress.
How to make ends meet, how to keep your children safe, how to keep the roof over,
sure.
all of that stuff.
Yes.
Whoever tells a parent how to relax, how to sleep better, how to think things through better.
Yes, how to manage.
How to manage. Not manage the finances.
No, manage themselves.
Manage themselves.
Absolutely.
We never told that. And I think that would be, for me, the starting point.
Yes.
Because once you begin to help, you're better able to manage yourself and how you deal with things, you can better deal with things.
Perfect. Well, Simon, I think you've sort of answered a lot of the questions and positions that are in my mind. So the old adage was it takes a village to raise a child. The new terminology is place-based theories or place-based systems, where it's a combined collective of your environment that work together to raise that child to be the best they can.
Yeah.
What we've started to do at the Institute is work with carers, nannies, preschools, early year centres, and so on, to just give them the best start by giving the practitioners training on well-being.
Yeah.
The very thing you've talked about, how am I managing myself? Mm-hmm. And how much of the negative side of me is being portrayed on that child whilst I'm giving them the education or the first steps in life. The second thing we've done is worked with parents to create home learning environments where from the age of 0 to 5 we're helping parents with tactics or better ways of creating environments where the child can flourish.
Right.
Play spaces where people are chatting, playing and reading with their children. We're giving them some tips and hints on eye contact. Mm. And, you know, whilst you could be busy writing the next report, if your little one comes along to you and says, Daddy, I've made a plane, can you stop for 20 seconds, give them some eye contact and say, well done, Jonathan or James or whatever his name is. Simple things that engage with that child, that make that child feel that they're connected, they're loved, they're respected, and they're in a safe space. And then teaching parents how to help that child translate that culture that you've created in that home to bring it into school.
Right.
So then there's less of an expectation in the parent's mind of that child failing. Even if the news and the media is influencing parents to believe that black kids have a propensity to fail. So you've almost ring-fenced your child to be strong, to think for themselves, to have a voice, but yet respect the system they're in, but their subjective well-being is heightened.
Personally, I think the concept of the village mentality is a good one. We may have to reframe what we consider to be the village. We know that the world is getting smaller. Technology is improving and we can connect with someone right across the world in a moment of seconds. Therefore, someone on the other side of our wonderful planet could actually be part of your village. Fundamentally, it is up to you to decide on what you consider to be your village. If you would like further information, please do visit us at www.tiow.org. If you want to become a champion, just put in the / after .org and put in the word champion. The Instagram handle is The Institute of Wellbeing. I would love you to also connect with us on Twitter and Facebook with the handle @iWellbeing.